Such patience, such shanti, is in fact another way of speaking of Prajnaparamita itself or herself. In Perfection of Wisdom literature, there's frequent reference to this patience in relation to seeing things as they are. This patience. So wisdom is described as patience. And in the Jaiman Sutra in chapter 28, we have reference to the ultimate patience, the Anutpataka Dharma Kshanti, the patient acceptance that all dharmas, all things, are nothing of themselves and are unproduced, unborn. With a phrase like this, the Buddha is trying to put into words the state that arises, provisional language, when you fully, deeply, profoundly accept the selflessness and the insubstantiality of all things. All things are nothing in themselves. This means that you'll never find some permanent, lasting, separate element. Neither is anything produced. No thing arises. If you look, you will never find the cause, the birth, the origin of everything, of anything. Everything is unborn, birthless. We're so sure of existence. We're so sure of time, the definiteness of the past, the finality of the present, the predictability of the future. In the Diamond Sutra, the Buddha says, past mind cannot be got at, future mind cannot be got at, present mind cannot be got at. The past has gone, it's vanished. There's just a trace of unreliable memory. The present is just a flash. The future is unarisen. So when we meditate on time in this way, we begin to get a feeling of birthlessness, of the unborn. If the past has vanished, well, how have things arisen? So this, of course, is the ultimate practice of patience. Kshanti Paramita. In the midst of intense involvement with life and with others, the Bodhisattva rests in this patience.